Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation: they will kill poor, faultless living entities, torture women, and enrage the great souls. Please repeat: they will kill poor, faultless living entities, torture women, and enrage the great souls. Purport: demonic activities are predominant when innocent, faultless living entities are killed, women are tortured, and the great souls engaged in Krishna consciousness are enraged. In a demoniac society, innocent animals are killed to satisfy the tongue, and women are tortured by unnecessary sexual indulgence. Where there are women and meat, there must be liquor and sex indulgence. When these are prominent in society, by God's grace, one can expect a change in the social order by the Lord Himself or by His bona fide representative. They will kill poor, faultless living entities, torture women, and enrage the great souls. So these are the symptoms of a society that's degrading and, as Prabhupada says, demonic. Demonic activity means exploitation. And that means picking on the weak, the poor, the innocent, and defenseless personalities. So in embedded society we see that there are five members of the society that are supposed to be protected at all times. Women, children, old men,
handicapped.
No, well, that's not mentioned, but that's automatic. Handicapped people. Five. Yes, cows and browns. Thank you. Somebody needs to take this one. The handicapped are not mentioned in the list of Prabhupada gifts, but they are obviously defenseless. But cows, Brahmins, women, children, and old men. These are the five sectors of society that must be protected if human society is to progress. A society that can't protect the innocent means that there's no good government. It means that everybody's exploited, and it means havoc, basically. Because there's a plan for human society, there's a plan for the universe. Krishna has created the universe with a purpose. It's not that things are just happening by chance, or that, you know, might is right. When you don't recognize God, then whoever is the strongest, they get the upper hand, and they don't care what they do to others in order to establish themselves in their artificial positions. You'll see in lower societies that all kinds of exploitation, genocide is going on. We only have to look at places like Africa. Practically every country there, as soon as somebody wants to get into power, they have no hesitation in setting off a war where they'll butcher millions of their own people just to get a few years, you know, as the Prime Minister or as the President. And then, of course, somebody else comes along equally despotic, and then they fight them and then again. So wars are going on there continually, but actually it's going on all over the world, even in what we think are so-called civilized societies. What society in the world protects the cows? When Prabhupada came to the West and started first New Vrindavan and then Itanagari and so many other farming projects, that was a revolutionary idea. Protect the cows. Yeah. Nobody, you know, could actually understand what's the purpose of that. Cows are meant for eating. Yeah. So there's billions of cows all over the planet, and they're bred and nurtured just for one purpose, so that you can slit their throats, drink their blood, and eat their flesh. That's all. We have one devotee that joined in Germany, Maharati. He was a butcher before he joined. And he told us that every morning when he went to the slaughterhouse, the first thing that they would do, they would kill some animal and then they would get the hot blood and drink it, one glassful, just to get them fired up. Yeah. So this is the mentality. They're looking civilized on the outside. Yeah. So much opulence, all the, you know, trappings of so-called advancement. Big highways, fancy motor cars, big shopping malls, you know, nice homes, so many things. But what are their actual activities that we have to see? So we can't judge a civilization superficially, but we have to actually see what is the compassionate nature of the person to understand what their real position is. That compassion, that is the symptom of the brahminical class, or the civilized class. It means that one is willing to sacrifice one's own comfort so that another person who is less fortunate can be actually benefited. Harapukabuki. He becomes unhappy on seeing the unhappiness of others. This is the actual standard. So, that is specifically, not just the Brahmins, but it's specifically the Vaishnavas. Those who recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who understand that every living being is a part and parcel of the Supreme Law and has a natural right, inherited right, to be reunited with Krishna in his transcendental leelas. That will actually bring about a real level of happiness. And that is the nature of the soul. So those who are Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, they're not concerned about their own position. They're only concerned about the welfare of others. This is exactly the opposite to the demonic class. The demons, they'll do anything. They'll go to any length in order to enhance their own position. And they'll sacrifice any number of living beings in order to keep their position of power. Just like in the Second World War. Then this Nazi party in Germany came to power. So the whole platform was hatred of another specific class of men, the Jews. Their leader, Hitler, he put the blame for all the ills of the world on one sector of society, the Jews. And then he began a progressive campaign to put these Jewish people down and eventually to get rid of them. So once they entered into a war, they started invading various countries in Europe. Then, progressively, the campaign against the Jews became more and more intense. First of all, they made them wear some yellow star and they had to be identified as Jewish persons. Then they incited other people to, you know, smash up their businesses and their shops. Then they rounded them up, they put them into certain enclosed areas that they weren't allowed to leave, the ghettos. Then finally, they shipped them out to some camps, and they specifically constructed these camps with the intention of killing as many Jewish people as possible. Women, kids, especially the women and kids, because they were useless. According to them, they were not useful workers. So round them up, and what can, then you have to feed them and look after them. That's a big headache also. So they progressively, from about 1942 to 1945 onwards, during that period, they started designing camps, concentration camps, where they actually had specific buildings which were designed to facilitate killing as many people as possible, you know, in as quick a fashion as possible. And these were like, you know, educated people that were actually getting together, having meetings, designing these camps in such a way as, you know, they could put the people in one end, poison them with gas, and then within a half hour, you know, 3,000-4,000 people in batches, drag them out and throw them in ditches, and then bring in the next batch. So they actually got to a point, like one camp alone, Auschwitz, they killed 1.1 million people. And, you know, these were people, and the people that were doing this were so-called civilized people. They thought themselves to be a superior race. And they rationalized, by political propaganda and dogma, why it was okay to kill a million people. The person that was running the camp, he was interviewed afterwards, he was put on trial. And then he just wrote down, you know, they said he was like just like an ordinary person. You know, he seemed to be very sober and intelligent, and he had a wife and four children himself that were living just next to the camp. So whilst he was consciously planning how to expand the killing facility of other human beings, he's living there with his own family, you know, quite happily, thinking that everything's fine. Yeah? So just by some propaganda, you know, they attached, you know, it's like they said, give a dog a bad name and then hang it. Right? So you attach so many negative connotations to somebody, you create an image of them, and then you use that.